Welcome back, everyone. This is Erin Manu, your hostess for the Empower Your Life program. And this week we're focusing on gratitude. So right now I'm going to introduce another practice of gratitude, and we could call this one gratitude for the future. We'll practice it right now, but it's gratitude for the future. And so I invite you to imagine some of the things that you are wanting to attract and invite into your life. So some things that many of us are attracting or looking for that are common are, you know, financial abundance, love, a wonderful place to live, children. You know, think of the things that are important to you. What is it that your heart is desiring and longing for? And I'd like you to hold these things. You can make a little mental short list of these things that you're wanting to attract in your mind. And the way that this practice works, this is a kind of a law of attraction practice. And the way that it does work is we are picturing and visualizing these things that we want to attract. And we're going to imagine as if we already have them. So let's just pick one thing. You start with the example of financial abundance. So say that we're wanting to attract more financial abundance into our lives. So instead of saying, oh, I really wish I had that, you know, creating that gap and putting that in the future where we're not, instead of doing that, we're going to say, I'm so grateful for the financial abundance that I'm enjoying. And just picture yourself being surrounded by the financial abundance that you are wishing for. Feel into it. What would it feel like to have that sense of security or that sense of freedom or whatever qualities would feel for you to have that financial abundance, that financial freedom? And lean into that. Feel it right now. I'm so grateful for this financial abundance. I appreciate it so much. I can really feel it when I say that. And I'm laughing because this appreciation practice, this gratitude practice, we can turn it on toward people in our lives, of course. So I can imagine saying to a friend who's really shown up for me, I appreciate you so much for showing up for me in the way that you did and really listening to me with all your heart and or helping me or whatever it is. And we know how good that feels when somebody else is saying that to us, you know? So we know that when we say that, when we show that kind of appreciation toward another person, they feel really good. Like, they're much more likely to help us again versus they help us out. We're like, yeah, thank you. Like, whatever, I'm done with you. So we could imagine those things, those experiences, those, you know, whatever it is that we're longing for, that we're wanting to attract, like a real being, you know? And how much more likely are they, those experiences, people, things going to be to come into our lives if we're already like, I love you. I'm so grateful for you. I love that you're here. Thank you for supporting me and surrounding me with this abundance. So it feels so very good. And I encourage you to do this with all the different things that you are seeking to attract into your life. So we can take the example of love. Like, for if you're not in a relationship, maybe you've had some bad relationships, as many of us have, you want to attract a really good relationship. So we can certainly take action steps too. And this is not about just sitting back and only doing affirmation or only doing mindset practice. But I tell you, the mindset practice is really essential. So when it comes to love, we're saying, I so appreciate the love that I already have. And we can remember and feel into the ways that people and our other beings in our lives, like for me, I have horses and they love me and they come and nuzzle on me. I can feel into how wonderful that feels and say, wow, I am so grateful for the love that already surrounds me. And when we picture our partner, you know, the way that we're envisioning calling in and what we want in them, whether they're already in our lives or we're seeking to bring them into our lives, picturing that they're already treating you that way. They're already supporting you. They're already present with you. And right now, in this moment, saying, oh, so appreciate having this love, and filling our hearts with that love is incredibly powerful. You're going to be much more likely, again, to attract, if it is love, attract some wonderful person who's just like, wow, you know, she's really radiant. Like, what's she doing? Like, that's interesting. Versus if you're just walking around, like we talked about last time, like, oh, nobody loves me. Like, things stink. I don't have anybody to come home to. You know, people walk right by that. It's like, I don't want to be around that. We don't want to be around that in ourselves. Like, come on, get it up, you know, get together and let's really raise that vibration to where we're actually actively attracting in the things that we want. So we have that power. That's why this is called Empower Your Life. The power is coming from inside with the choices that we make and how we want to feel and leaning into that feeling. Are we going to feel that way 100% of the time? No, we're human beings. We're going to have slumps. We're going to come down. But when you do, lift yourself back up with this practice through gratitude. What's good right now? What do I want to attract? What's good about it? What can I already say I love you to about that? And we can bring ourselves up and we can lift ourselves up and maintain a higher level of vibration by actively, consistently doing these practices.